Thank you for that.
San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman organized the ride into Recapture Canyon, where the U.S. Bureau of Land Management banned motorized vehicles 7 years ago. Lyman urged protesters at a morning rally on Saturday to steer clear of the closed areas because of the risk to the archaeology and to their reputations.
But again, this is being tried today in the court of public opinion and is being tried by the media. And I think we're going to do more damage. I think we'll do more damage to the cattle grazers. I think we'll do more damage to the city of Blanding by going on the illegal trail today. And that's my feeling.
Not illegal.
Oh, you're right.
It's not their land.
I agree with you. Yeah.
It's your land.
Misspoke. It's not illegal.
We need to stop with this whole BLM federal land thing. It's public land. It's the people of San Juan County.
But later, Lyman rode into the closed area along with more than 60 other ATV and Jeep drivers. Megan Crandall is a spokeswoman for the Utah BLM. She says protesters who rode into the canyon on Saturday will face the consequences.
The BLM is continuing to investigate, and we intend to seek all of the available and appropriate penalties through legal redress. So we'll work through the legal system.
Crandall says the area has been under study because it contains evidence of human life 2,000 years ago in Native American burial grounds. Blanding resident Stephanie Turk started a group called the San Juan Alliance. She praised the protesters for standing up for freedoms that go far beyond Recapture Canyon.
It's a big government problem in my eyes. Government's too powerful. They want to control too much of what we're doing.
Sheriff's deputies on foot and on horseback kept order, but they didn't cite or arrest protesters. Plainclothes BLM rangers observed the ride. San Juan County Sheriff Rick Eldridge said it was up to BLM to uphold its laws. But out-of-state militia members had shown up, and Eldridge said the deputies were on hand to deal with any potential violence.
We're here to keep the peace, make sure that everybody has the opportunity to express their First Amendment right, and just make sure that there's no clashes between opposing opinions.
BLM officials say more than 2,800 miles of off-road trails are nearby or within driving distance of Recapture Canyon. Judy Fays, KUER News.